It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Hello everyone, welcome back to FPL Winner Show. After a little break, me and Jani are back. How you been, Jani?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, mate. I am fresh off the back of a wild card, as many are. From Game Week 35 was a really popular wild card window. It was fine. I'm on a slight red arrow, so not the best. I mean, seeing hauls from the likes of Saka and Havertz, who I sold on wild card, isn't great, but you know, for every Saka and Haaland, there's an Isak and a Gordon that I bought in that did well. So it's about par with still some fixtures to go.
I'm on a wild card as well, but the last minute changes really didn't pay off because, you know, I traded off blue side of the city to the red one. So I got Bruno instead of KDB.
We both did.
I got Hoyland instead of Haaland. So didn't really pay off. We're looking forward to double game week in 37. So let's look at our teams, shall we?
Yeah, I think we should. Let's see our teams and guys. You know the drill by now. Ali, I can't believe you and I, if anyone was to pick KDB on wildcard, from all the FPL managers I know, I'd probably list you and I in the top 3-4 managers I know that would absolutely have KDB in their wildcard team. And neither of us did it.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't know. I couldn't really pick between which...
Who to drop, yeah.
Yeah, it was just... I was planning to roll the free transfer in game 36 and then maybe make two in game 37 in case of any injuries, but I think I've already been hit by the injuries of Ederson first and Cher, I already have like two injuries and they don't look good. I think I'm missing two of my bench players for my bench boost in 37. First of all, I forgot to ask, how was your trip? I think you've been traveling, and tell us a few words about it before we go into our teams.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I had a great time. It was a bit long for me in terms of being away from home. Like, I don't like to leave my wife and daughter for more than a week, and this was like I was away from home for like 11, 12 days, but it was the most amazing time in Miami. Seattle was cool as well, but it's a really long flight between Miami and Seattle. So time zones, jet lag, I'm still completely out of the mix. Like, I'm not feeling 100%, but it was great. Miami was a highlight because I went and watched Inter Miami, and one of my friends from the FPL community, FPL Guna, who might be watching this show, watches a lot of FPL YouTube. His son plays for Inter Miami under 12s. So it was pretty cool going to watch Inter Miami under 12s with him. And guess who else is in the team? Thiago Messi and Suarez's boy. So you've got Suarez's boy, Messi's boy, and my mate Roger's boy all in the same team, which was pretty cool. Two number 10s and a number 9. The three of them are pretty much the front three attack. Pretty cool.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And Messi and Suarez were there watching their boys as well. How cool was that? They're just soccer dads at the end of the day. Pretty cool seeing them.
That's cool. You didn't go to the Miami game, did you?
So I went to the under 12s, and then the night after was into Miami versus, I think, Nashville. And Messi scored two and assisted Busquets. And I decided not to go because I'd been there the night before in the same complex watching the under 12s. And I was like, I can't be bothered to drive back to Fort Lauderdale tomorrow because it was like an hour and a half drive. And I was offered free tickets, but I didn't see the free tickets till the next day. If I'd known I had free tickets, I definitely would have gone. So I missed that one. I missed seeing Messi play, but I saw him in the person nonetheless.
All right, let's get into our teams. I don't want to talk about my team a lot because I'm just outside 1 million overall rank, and but it's I'm also wild carded, but expected a lot more from it, and I was checking the Twitter community and the wildcard drafts, and every single team looked actually like all the same, and I really wanted to differentiate my team. And yep. Of course there's upside to it, but there's always a risk to it as well. So I went with fairly differential team of I believe a lot of people had Petrovic in goal. So I had my back line was Dalot, Pedro Porro, Cher. My midfield with Palmer, I picked him as a captain. Gordon, of course, really, really one of the players that paid off. Bruno Fernandes, he ended up on 4 points, I believe, because of the bonuses. He created a lot of chances in that game, and he could have called easily. And I've looked at his recent games. He was absolutely on fire. Three or four double-digit holes in his five games, and it was really, really... I wanted to have him for a double game week. Son with a goal against Arsenal, and my front three of Hoyland with a blank, Isak, he's really on fire at the moment, and Nicholas Jackson, who's Darwin 2.0. On my bench, I have Ederson, of course, planning towards the double game week 37. Odegaard, Gabriel, my Arsenal boys. I don't want to go into the end of the season without them, even though they blanked it today. But I think they still. I really wanted to have them against Bournemouth next game week and against Everton game week 38. So Wonderwen scored today, but it was ruled out outside. So basically, I'm set up fairly okay for game week 37, but I think I've been hit by the injuries, as I said before. So I'm on a really small green arrow. I don't think you could call it green because I was 1,200,000. So of course, still players to play, but I don't really hope for much. So I'm just trying to have as much fun as I can and just finish off the season on a high note.
Yeah, I think you just concentrate now and just going green arrows. As long as you get green arrows, it's been a good week. Gucci says, Gucci in Australia is one of our ultras, Ali, in my WhatsApp group. He says, thanks to the ultras for persuading me to go KDB over Foden and Salah. Fair play to all those that did go KDB. I think at my rank, he's like 10% owned. Obviously got a couple of assists on Sunday. Obviously got some bonus points as well. Heike New says he swapped Gvardiol to Walker. Now he's annoyed. Gvardiol obviously with 3 bonus points, a goal, a clean sheet. But Kyle Walker also getting bonus points and a clean sheet. And Man City defence was very lucky, I thought, against Forest to somehow keep Chris Wood and co out. Wood should have scored a couple of sitters. Tricky Tree says, hello from Seattle, where I've just flown back from. I hope you like the cool laws here. Nice. Thanks, Tricky Trees. No comment. Where should we go to then, Ali? Looking at your team, we don't know about Ederson and Cher's injuries yet. Do you have any plans in terms of like transfers? Is it too early to say? Obviously, you're heavily invested in Chelsea and Spurs, who are still to play this game week. They play Thursday night. But yeah, any thoughts with your moves?
Yeah, my initial thoughts, I've had Guardiola in many drafts, and he was my go-to defender of City, but I didn't really want to... you never know with City backline because they always switch, and Guardiola has been really good lately. He's been scoring goals, and he would have been my first choice. So I'm planning to, if I get any news on Cher and Ederson, it will be probably Dubravka that will be coming in for Ederson and Guardiola for Cher. So In that case, I will still have two Manchester City spots, which I'm planning to bring in right before the game week 37. So these are my initial thoughts. But again, I really wanted some Arsenal players in game week 36 and 38. So I will have to, you know, get them for 37 as well. So I might get Havertz or Saka back in. So we'll see.
Just looking at the players that really hit us on, for those wildcarding, who are the players that really hurt our ranks? Because obviously the likes of Salah and Darwin were mass sold. Well, they didn't hurt our rank. Solanke didn't hurt our rank, nor did Watkins. Blanks from all these players. But we did see big returns from Saka, 12 points. Havertz, 13 points. The Man City defenders got points. Pickford on 10 again. So there were still some good performances in terms of popular assets. We really do need Chelsea, Spurs to produce some points for those on wildcard. Because at the moment, most of those that wildcarded are on either small greens or small reds. But we haven't seen that big wildcard boost that you expect on wildcard. Let us know in the chat who's hurt your score this week in terms of players you sold on wildcard. Ali, that's good to see your team. Let's have a quick look then at mine, shall we? Because we'll talk about where our teams differ as well. I mean, our front 8-7 is very similar. I have Haaland, you've got Hoyland. I think I've got Foden, you've got Odegaard. But our defence is different. I went for Cucurella, who scored an own goal 4 minutes into the Chelsea game. What a terrible start that was. I didn't expect big points from Cucurella. I just went for, you've got twice the chances of getting lucky with a goal or an assist. He actually created three chances, including what would have been an assist for Jackson when Jackson hit the post with that header. So I actually don't mind the Cucurella pick, unfortunate with the own goal. I don't see many clean sheets from Spurs or Chelsea, and it was just the minutes play. But if Ederson is out, I need to use this as an opportunity, I think, to somehow, by game week 37, get De Bruyne in. And I've left a bit of money. I think I've got over $1 million in the bank. So an Ederson downgrade in 36 to then allow one of my midfielders, maybe even Bruno, swapping with De Bruyne in 37 is possible for me. And do you think you'll get to De Bruyne for 37?
I can easily do so. But I'll have to let go one of my midfielders. So it may well be Odegaard, but I'll have to bring him in, maybe bring someone else in game week 38. Our KDB is a must for a double game week, but I've seen your tweet about Cucurella at one point, and it could still be true because two appearance points, that would make him on 1 point. So,
good point.
Yeah, as soon as I saw, I've known a lot of people who went for Cucurella, and I think when I saw his own goal, I was like, Chelsea and Spurs are really not good for double game weeks at the moment because they're playing tougher positions. I mean, Villa away was a tough game for Chelsea. And you could argue that the Spurs and Chelsea derby is just a lot of goals all the time, but sometimes it's not a good game for defenders, is it?
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
No, it's not. These are two defences that just can't be trusted. And I think the Arsenal-Spurs game showed that. What did you make of Spurs' defence versus Arsenal today? Because like Arsenal weren't... It's a game I watch and look back and go, Arsenal weren't brilliant, but they just won 3-2. And I don't know, Ben Davis defending on Saka was just so schoolboy. Like, it was so obvious Saka was going to turn in on his left foot. Don't let him turn on his left foot. What does he do? Lets him turn on his left foot. Like, there's just, and Vicario, I really like as a keeper, but clearly he's weak at set pieces and from crosses. And Arsenal really targeted him.
Before the Højbjerg's own goal, I think the game was fairly even. I didn't see a lot of. I expected a lot more pressure from Arsenal in the beginning of the game because it was a regular. I think they've matured a little bit in terms of their chaos going forward. I think they're more reserved at the moment. But they've scored three at halftime, and it was just really Arsenal creating Arsenal problems as per usual. And we just it was a nervy end, ending of the game.
Yeah.
But I think I don't think Spurs did enough to win that game or even draw that game because they didn't have clear-cut chances. I don't know if you've seen the Saka chance with a super save of Vicario.
Was saving his feet. That was amazing.
It was an amazing save. So overall, it was a good derby. You know, good day for Arsenal fans, and hopefully, it's just so draining watching City games after Arsenal win their games, and trying to expecting some slip up, but it's not happening, and it's just you know they're not losing points, and you know there are very slim chances of a title for Arsenal. What about the City game? I mean, did you expect them? They've conceded a lot of chances in that game. Forest could have scored three or four.
That first half, for Man City to go in leading, I thought was fortunate. And then I think it was the start of the second half. Chris Wood again with a point blank, like it was cleared off the line by Guardiol. But I thought City were unfortunate. They hit the woodwork through Murillo at the set piece. City were fortunate, but even if Forest had scored, you know what Man City would have done. They just would have taken it up a level. And that's the beauty of this Man City team. Like, we often see them in third gear. They still have a fourth and a fifth to go to should they need to. And against a team like Forest, I expect they would have been able to reach that. So, yeah, is the title over? No, I don't think it's over. But one thing's for sure, for Arsenal to have any hope whatsoever, they cannot afford to drop a single point, because you know Man City, if they drop points, they're only going to drop points on one occasion. So I'm still excited for the title race. I do think Man City, of course, are rightly heavy, heavy favourites. Can City slip up? Yeah, they can. Do I think they will? No, probably not. But it's a possibility still. And the way Arsenal are playing, you guys don't look like you're dropping points either.
Yeah, you can sense that, especially after off the back of the heavy win against Chelsea. You could say that they're really, really determined to, you know, push City as much as they can. But I think in a double game week, there's a short turnaround between two games of away at Fulham for City and away at Spurs. I'm not sure if Spurs are ready to make any favors to Arsenal, but Fulham is a tough opposition, especially playing at home. So you never know with the title race, but City are just looking on another level. So I don't think they will be losing any points.
Yeah, okay. It looks like, by the way, Phil Foden, Pep was quoted saying, I think pre-match it is what it is, missing with an illness. We did see, I think that's good news for managers in terms of worrying about transfers out. Like, an illness usually means they're around the next game. Like, Cole Palmer was ill midweek last week and he was available this weekend. So I don't think Foden at least will be one that we have to worry too much about in terms of a sell.
Yeah.
Excuse me. What do we think about Newcastle, Ali? We both went triple Newcastle. Gordon, Isak, it's some double up, isn't it? And there's still points to come from these two players in the next few weeks, but look at their fixtures.
Absolutely. They're looking great. And they're looking in a good physical form. I think Gordon has played a lot of games. I think Isak he's played a lot of minutes recently as well. So I'm glad I brought them in. It just, I have Cher and I'm not sure if he's fit enough for the next game.
And Eddie Howe probably won't tell us. That Eddie Howe press conference on Thursday, Friday won't reveal much at all. Because that's what Howe does. It's worth noting, Isak has played, I think he's played 90 minutes in the last seven games. Like, that's pretty impressive for someone that we worry about with his injuries. And Callum Wilson came on yesterday and scored, but Isak remained on the pitch, which is nice to see. The fixtures look good. Like, up next week, you know, you expect again goals. It's Burnley away. Then it's Brighton at home. The way Brighton are defending at the moment, big ceilings in that Burnley and Brighton fixture. And then, look, as part of the double game week, it's Brighton and Man United. Like, you've got to expect Newcastle to put points on the board for, against Man United, certainly goals. And then on the final day of the season, Newcastle could be playing for, you know, a European spot, and they go away to Brentford, who will have nothing to play for. So again, like, I like all four of those fixtures. And if you're not on Gordon and Isak, you might want to be looking in that direction. It does feel like it's just those two. Like, sure, Harvey Barnes will get some points. Sure, Bruno Guimarães will. But in terms of FPL assets, they are two clear and away favourites. FPL Discomfort, shout out to FPL Discomfort. Go follow him on Twitter. It says two legends on screen at the same time. Love that. Freddie says he might have to bench Gordon next week. And next week, we will have some benching dilemmas. There'll be some benching Gordon. There'll be some benching Bruno. There'll be some benching Nicholas Jackson, all three of which, in an ideal world, you'll want to start. But it is worth noting, this is silly season in terms of injuries and rotation, and you just never know. No one saw Foden missing this week. He did. The week before, no one saw Palmer missing. He did. Things will happen, and there's a good chance you'll need your first sub. Ali, what are your kind of thoughts for next week? Have you looked ahead to game week 36 and captaincy? Because again, like, there's a conversation to be had over captaincy in 36.
Yeah, I'll be captaining Arsenal players.
Your differential, because so many have sold Arsenal players because they're on wildcard and they're going for doublers only. So Odegaard, legit captaincy option, right?
Yeah, Odegaard will be for me. And I'll probably bring Havertz because he's on top form at the moment. And I think I'm not sure who to get rid of because all of my midfield have a double game week. So they play twice in 37, and I'm not sure who to get rid of. If I was sure that just Gabriel Jesus plays, maybe I'll swap one of my strikers for him just to have fun with it. But honestly, I can at this moment, there's no point of doing, you know, anything. I can play whatever I want. It's not going to change anything in my season. So it's horrible. And I'm just aiming to, you know, have fun with it. So nothing's going to change my season.
You're right, too. As you say, who cares if you finish 600k or 900k? Yeah. Like, you know, you're not happy with it overall regardless. So you may as well go punty. I mean, look, many will go Man City captain. It's home against Wolves. Haaland, Foden, popular picks. I do wonder if there's a differential shout. I do love the idea of going for an Arsenal player at home. If I owned Havertz, I think I'd be really, really tempted. Havertz, again, I thought today was player of the match. I thought he was magnificent. I loved his assist for Saka as well. But I wonder, I don't know.
It's
Nicholas Jackson. Nicholas Jackson isn't someone I'm going to captain, but loads of managers will be selling and benching him off the back of another blank. But a goal marginally ruled out for offside, a headed effort against the post. It does feel like goals are coming. I'm staying patient with Jackson, and I like that fixture for Chelsea at home to West Ham. It is worth noting, though, Chelsea play Thursday night. So again, could they be tired? They're not used to playing twice a week. They're not involved in Europe this year, and they play Thursday, Sunday. So let's watch this space. A lot will be benching Son, Liverpool away. I'd still like that fixture for Son. Again, I'm not going to be comfortable whoever I bench this week, I don't think. So that'll be an interesting debate. Captaincy and who you bench are two big ones this week.
Yeah, that's a fixture for Son, typically. And he always scores against high lines, high defensive lines. Yeah. Liverpool has just really been awful defensively. And I think you cannot really bench a player of a Son's caliber. And he's a big game player. He likes to playing big games, and you know he scored against Arsenal even though it was a penalty, he still scored. So benching Son will be really tough. In my case, I'm not sure. Again, I have a full squad of players, and I think I'll be benching one of my strikers because it could well be Nicholas Jackson, but you never know.
Yeah, oh, Jackson could sting you, mate. But I get it. It's going to be such a hard one. In terms of final thoughts from you then, Ali, you reckon you'll be on a four-point hit this week?
Yeah, most likely. Most likely. Yeah. If Ederson and Cher's injury worries are confirmed, I'll just swap them to Dubravka and Guardiola. Maybe Ortega. You never know. Double. Yeah, doubling up on City defenses isn't bad.
Yeah, I often think we don't know. I don't know too much about what's been said at post match because we've just come and recorded straight away. But with Edison, you don't know. You know, when it's to do with the arm or when it's to do with a shoulder injury, you just sometimes worry that it might be out more than just a couple of weeks. And someone like an Ortega obviously gives you a cheap route into the Man City back line if we think he's going to start.
But then again, I watched today's game and they don't feel confident. I think they will be conceding, even though it was a lucky clean sheet this evening because they've conceded a lot of chances. Maybe it was an away game, that's why. But I think they've conceded a lot of chances to keep a clean sheet. They were really lucky.
Yeah, no, they were. They really were. Good stuff. Thank you, Ali. Lovely to chat. We'll be back next Sunday in our normal spot. Sunday morning, likely, or Sunday afternoon, but Sunday for sure next week. Guys, thank you so much for hitting those buttons. Thank you for watching. You can follow Ali on Twitter at FBL Guns. You can check me out on YouTube at Gianni Baticci. We will see you next time. Thank you for watching, and I hope your green arrows continue. Remember, it ain't over till the fat lady sings, and we still have Spurs versus Chelsea on Thursday night to turn those reds into greens, we hope. Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers.